We love you and praise your name. Thank you that you love us so much. And Father, it seems to be such a small thing to say thank you, and yet it seems to be something that is hard for us to do sometimes, to really be thankful. So Father, we pray that today we will hear your words and that we will allow your Spirit to work in our lives, that we will not only hear the word spoken, but that we will hear the whispering, the still small voice of your Spirit speaking to our heart, Lord, as you tell us to come to you, those who are dead in trespasses and sin, to come back to life. Those of us who have wandered away, to come back to you. Those who are unsure and uncertain and Lord, just addled, that we would be still and know that you're God, that we would listen to that voice and return to you. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you 1,000 times, 1,000 for who you are, for what you have done, and for what you're going to do. We give you praise. Lord, I pray you forgive me of my sins this morning. Help me to be your instrument as we pray together, that the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts together, might be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thanksgiving. So I don't know what your family traditions are, but typically, most people in this part of the country, they get together with family, and we pig out like nobody's business, right? We kill a bunch of turkeys and we bake them, or we try to fry them and sometimes burn the house down and other kinds of things. But we eat very well. And as the kids were talking about the first Thanksgiving this morning, we remember the story of the pilgrims and the Indians bringing the produce of the land and sharing with the pilgrims and being thankful for the bounty of the land that God has given them. I saw recently in the news where they think now that there was an event in Florida that some Indians and some others got together that probably predated the Indians and the pilgrims that we typically think of. But in any event, Thanksgiving is a holiday that we enjoy family togetherness, but it's also a time that we, as a nation, hopefully, stop and give thanks. President Washington, back at the very beginning of this young country, this young experiment in democracy called the United States of America, he proclaimed a day of Thanksgiving. And that has been the course of duty every year since then, that we celebrate Thanksgiving in November. But Thanksgiving is really more than a holiday. It's really much more than just saying thank you. It is an attitude of the heart. It is a way of life, and we'll see that as we get into this morning. Verse of Scripture we're going to be looking at comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Pauline epistle to the church of Thessalonica, and also to us here today as well. God's Spirit tells us, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. And then he says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Let's look at that again. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So we're going to see right to start with that this giving of thanks is not just a good idea. We're instructed to do that, right? We're instructed to do that. Let's keep going. Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Now think about this. How many things do we do at work, at school, recreation, every day, each day, for all of our lives? Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. All right, let's keep going. Thankful. Well, what do you mean? Is it more than just saying thanks? Well, if you look it up in the dictionary, to be thankful would mean to be aware and appreciative of a benefit. Grateful. Now, that is the Merriam-Webster definition of thankful, and yes, I suppose, grammatically speaking, that would be correct. But really, being thankful is more than just that, don't you think? Being thankful is more than just being aware and appreciative. Being thankful is more than just being grateful. Is God asking us, or God telling us, to just be grateful for what He's done? Is He telling us just to be aware of what He's done? Is He telling us to just be appreciative of what He's done? Well, I submit to you that yes, He wants that, but it is so much more than that. So much more than that. Henry Ward Beecher said this, "The unthankful heart discovers," now look at this, "the unthankful heart discovers no mercies, but the thankful heart will find in every hour some heavenly blessing." Amen. I think he's right. The unthankful heart discovers no mercies, but the thankful heart will find in every hour some heavenly blessing. Perhaps you've known people who seem to find, sometimes we'll say, they found the silver lining in the cloud, but really it's more than that. They found something to be thankful for in every situation. Let's keep going. It says, gratitude means to recognize the good in your life. Be thankful for whatever you have. Some people may not even have one of those things you consider precious to you, like love or family, friends. Each day, give thanks for the gift of life. You are blessed. Is there anybody in here who has not blessed? Didn't think so. We're all blessed. Immensely blessed. Way blessed beyond what we deserve. Amen? Way blessed more than what we deserve. Okay, let's keep going. So the first thing I want to look at is where he tells us, in everything, give thanks. Now, when you see that, do you stop for a minute and you say what? Do what? In everything, give thanks. What do you mean, God? In everything, give thanks. Well, he means this, what he said. In everything, give thanks. Now, notice what it does not say. It does not say four things. Be thankful. Now, that does not mean that you can't be thankful for things. You can. But that's not the point. God blesses us. Now, hear me. God blesses us way more than just with things. Amen? Because what happens to things? They go away, don't they? Don't raise your hand. But how many times have you misplaced something and lost it? You know you bought it. You know you got it somewhere, but you can't find it. You can't find it. I bought some time back a travel vest. Actually, I bought it to wear when we went to Canada because, you know, it was heavy enough for that and you could carry stuff in your pockets. I'm like, yeah, I need, you know how it is. I need one of these. So I got one. And I wore it when I was up there. And it was, you know, a little too heavy to wear during most times of the year here, so it was hung up in my closet. Well, the other day, guess what? It was cold. So I'm thinking, you know what? That'd be the ideal thing to wear to work today. But guess what? I couldn't find it. I know I put it in my closet, but I couldn't find it. I said, Gracie, what did I do with my van? She looked at me like, I don't know what you do with it. I found it. Yesterday, when I didn't need it, I found it where I put it. Folded up all nice and neat. I needed it, and I couldn't find it. Things have a way of doing that. We need them, and they're not there. Because thing is just a thing, right? Now, God can bless us with things. Absolutely, He can. But He chooses to bless us with something far more valuable than just things. Because He's going to take the things away. Sooner or later, you're not going to take them with you. There's not a hitch on the back of a hearse. You're not taking anything with you. Somebody else is going to get them. Or they're going to be burned up or rusted out or gone away. The other night, we got a call to a house fire down on the old Toggleville Road. Everything they had in that house was gone. Everything. They got out with the clothes on their back and their two kittens, and that was it. So, yes, be thankful for the things that God has given you, but He's asking us to be thankful for far more than things. When you start numbering what you're thankful for, number something a lot more important than things, okay? And then notice what He says here. He does not say, be thankful for everything. Notice what it says, in everything, give thanks. He didn't say be thankful for everything. Everything is not good. Amen? Everything is not good. Don't be thankful for everything. The admonition is to be thankful in everything. What does that mean? That means to recognize the giver of every good and perfect gift, Scripture says. And who is that? That's God. The giver of every good and perfect thing. And then you can realize that in whatever situation you are, there is something to be thankful for because God has done so much in our lives and continues to do so much. What if you lived in the panhandle of Florida and Michael just took everything you ever owned out to sea? Are you thankful for a hurricane? No, you're not thankful for a hurricane, but you're thankful that your life was spared from the hurricane. You're thankful that your loved ones are still alive, and you're thankful that those things that were taken were temporary things anyway. In everything, give thanks. Recognize the giver of every good and perfect gift, and that giver of every good and perfect gift is God Almighty. That He loves you and He has withheld nothing good from you because He has given you His best, His all in the person of Jesus Christ. Scripture says that we are all sinners, does it not? That we're all sinners, and because we're all sinners, what do we all deserve? Hell. If we got justice, we would get hell. If we got what we deserved, we would get death and hell. But God, who is rich in mercy and love toward us, sent His Son when we were dead in trespasses and sin to die for us that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Let me tell you something. If God did nothing else for you ever again, that would be enough. Amen? But sometimes we fail to see that. We fail to see that. We have so much to be thankful for. And I'm going to tell you, I was talking to somebody the other day, and it really burdens my heart when I think about it. Thursday, as a nation, we will celebrate Thanksgiving. People will sit around the table and they will say what they're thankful for, which is good. You know, they will, as a nation, recognize that we have received blessings. Even if they don't recognize God, they'll receive that we have. They will understand and they will recognize that we've received blessings, and they will give thanks for those blessings. But then I think about how many people will give thanks for whatever on Thursday, and then Friday morning, they will knock somebody down and trample over them to get their hands on something in a store. That they just gave thanks Thursday for all these things God gave them, but yet they're not satisfied. They've got to have some other little item, and they don't care if they knock somebody down and trample over them to get it. Now, I'm going to tell you, that person is not thankful. I don't care what they did on Thursday. They're not a thankful person. Secondly, we need to make sure that this thankfulness, you see, we need to make sure that it is a matter of perspective. You see, this person that eats the turkey and gives thanks on Thursday and knocks some old lady down on Friday to get their hands on an electronic game or whatever, they got a problem. And part of that problem is a matter of perspective. You see, what are we focusing on in life? Are we focusing on the rat race? What all I can get? and never mind you? Are we focusing on the problem? Or are we focusing on the power? Are we focusing on the person who has given us all that we have? The very breath of life that we have in us comes from Him. And at any moment, He can take it away. Are we worried about getting stuff? And how many people have the attitude that they deserve the stuff? People break into your house, break into your car, break into the church and get stuff because they think they got a right to do that, I guess. It's a matter of perspective. God says we owe worship and obedience to Him. Not to self. Not to self. God could have put us in Somalia. You could be scrounging around in the garbage to find something to eat. You know, people complain, oh, my child is sick. Got to take him to the ER and it's going to cost me some money. And yeah, it will. But what if you lived in a place like that where you couldn't do anything for your child and you're going to watch him die? Over something that could easily be taken care of. We take so much for granted. So much for granted. Our whole culture, our whole infrastructure is fragile. And we think it's going to be that way forever. The sun came up today like it did yesterday. And it's going to come up tomorrow just like it did today. I'm going to tell you what, one day it's not. The trumpet's going to sound and God's going to say, enough. Go get my children. And time will be up. Well, Lord, one of these days I intended to do this. That's great, but it's not going to do you any good. You know, they tell us twice a year to change the batteries in our smoke detectors. Don't raise your hand, but how many of you change the batteries in your smoke detectors? Smoke detectors are there to give you a warning to wake you up in the middle of the night if a fire breaks out. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen if a fire breaks out in your house. The smoke detector is not going to care if you intended to change the batteries. Only one thing's going to matter. Are there fresh batteries in the smoke detector? If they are, it'll do what it's supposed to do. If not, you're probably going to die. You see, we take so many things for granted today. That God's going to be there. That God's going to hear us. One day it's going to be too late. I plan to. I was going to. All that counts for nothing if we've never made a commitment to Jesus Christ. It's a matter of perspective. I got plenty of time. No, you don't. No, you don't. The very breath that you breathe is held in His hands. And I don't know how long you've got. None of us do. Scripture says to always be ready. Because whether He waits a year or 100 years or 10,000 years to return, He can come for any one of us at any moment in time. That Georgia police helicopter was headed from Columbus to Clanton for routine maintenance. The pilot was a retired Columbus police officer who had flown a lot of times. He was going to Clanton for routine maintenance. He almost made it. You realize how close he was to Clanton when he went down in the river? He almost made it. But almost does not count. Does not count. God loves us and He sent His Son to die for us. But He wants us to make sure we have an urgency and understand that time is limited. That He is wanting us to come to Him and not to delay. Nowhere in here does it say, put off coming to me. It says, come now. Come now. It is a matter of perspective. Do we understand the urgency of the moment? And then lastly, is a matter of the heart. Being thankful is a matter of the heart. You see, thankfulness is a daily attitude. A daily attitude. And it is a choice. It's a choice. It's not something we catch. It's something we choose to do. Now, you guys may have worked with people I have before in the past that, you know, the only thing I can say is they got a bad attitude. Nothing is ever right. You ever work with somebody like that? Nothing is good. Nothing is right. They complain about everything. And you just want to look at them and say, is everything that bad? You know, why did you get out of bed this morning? And then you find somebody that's, you know, 87 years old, 90-something years old, and you know they're feeling bad. You say, how you doing? They say, I'm great. I'm great. You know they're not great. You ask my dad, how you doing today? He said, I got the aches and pains of old folks, but I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It's a matter of the heart. It's a matter of the heart. We choose. And it requires more than just a head knowledge. It requires more than just knowing there is a God. It requires more than just knowing even what's said in His Word. The words on these pages won't do you any good unless the Word with a capital W gets in your heart. It requires more than just a head knowledge. It requires a heart knowledge. Do you know Jesus Christ? Do you really know Him or just know about Him? Because people that don't really know Him, okay, they'll sit down, eat a turkey, and say, I'm thankful for the food, I'm thankful for the people, and then go out Friday and do whatever. But if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're going to realize that you've got so much to be thankful for every day the Lord sends you. And it's going to change the way you act. It's going to change the way you talk. It's going to change the person you are. Because once you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will never be the same again. He's going to change you. As a matter of fact, Scripture says He's going to make a new creature out of you. A new creature. You see, this heart knowledge involves our entire being. Our body, our mind, our emotions, our spirit, everything. There is nothing in your life that Jesus is going to leave untouched. Jesus Christ is going to touch everything about you. And He's going to change everything about you. The places you used to go, you're not going to want to go again. The things you used to say, you're not going to want to say. The people you hung out with, you're not going to want to hang out with again because Jesus Christ has done a new work in you. And you're thankful for that. And you show your thankfulness by being that living sacrifice that Romans chapter 12 talks about. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It's a matter of the heart. Because you know what? We're going to do what we want to do. Really. We're going to do what we want to do. If you really want to serve God, you'll serve Him. And if you don't, you're not going to. Jesus said, if you love me, what you going to do? You're going to keep my commandments. The motivation here in the New Testament is love. Do you love Him? Or you just talk about Him? Are you thankful every day? Or just on Thanksgiving? God's not through with you yet, because if He was, you wouldn't be here. You'd be home. You realize that, right? God's got a plan and a purpose for you, whether you're 5 years old or 95 years old. If you're still here, God's got a plan for you. You've got a purpose. Be thankful for that and be about finding what that is. So you can join God in His work. Here is your compass point. What's Thanksgiving? It's a holiday. Yeah, it's a holiday. But it's more than that. Thanksgiving is our heart's response to who God is and what He is doing and what He wants to do in our life. It's our heart's response. And our heart's response is going to be more than just one day. It's going to be an everyday thing. Our heart's response to who God is and what He is doing in our life. This is your opportunity today to show Him how thankful you are for who He is and for what He's done in your life. The altar is open. Why do you wait? Father, thank You for Your Word, for Your presence, for Your purpose, for Your plan of salvation. God, thank You that You've called us to You, that You will secure us, save us, and use us, Lord, for the advancement of Your kingdom, to bring honor and glory to Your name. Oh God, we have, of all people, so much to be thankful for, and not just on Thursday, but every day. And God, help us start today, right now, to worship You, to praise You, to thank You with who we are, with all that we are, in everything we do, everywhere we are. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Will you stand?